Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only.
One damn
it is
job.
Not intended for children.
Push the button, Carol.
Self-conscious gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Ow!
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord,
hello,
Carol the Cat,
hi,
the Kitty Geeker,
what?
And Tiffany the Technician.
Yeah.
Paper is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball wibbly wobbly time-wise stone.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Dun 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 dun. Episode 47.
Right away.
Woo! We're joined by Ryan Graham, and before we can even find out what's going on, Tiffany, you're going to do the honors today.
Ryan.
Dun dun dun.
Would you want?
Okay. You have to tell him what you're doing.
We're shooting that
I'm
stick.
I'm asking him questions.
I'm pretty sure she's shooting
obvious.
First. I think that's how. I'm
going to ask you a series of random questions.
Right?
Please keep your answer short and sweet, or we'll answer for you.
Thank you. Yes. Who would you want as your best friend? Samwise, Watson, Bones, or Chewbacca?
Ooh, Bones, because you get to hear all those wonderful statements. Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
I don't even know who Bones is, but cool.
Hello? There's a look of shock around the room.
Please send your complaints to Tiffany at guardiansofthegeekery.com.
Care of yo.
The views of Tiffany are not necessarily the views of the management at guardiansofthegeekery.com.
Right. Who scares
Star
you?
Trek.
Who scares me? Frankenstein.
Ooh.
Fair. If you could join the cast of any show, past or present, which would it be?
Oh, wow, that's a hard question. Bab 5.
What TV show would you recommend nobody watch?
Ooh, nobody. I'm trying to remember the name of it. There was a BBC space cop series in the mid-80s that was just absolutely wretched. I don't think I missed an episode.
You watched it anyway?
Absolutely.
It wasn't Blake 7, was it?
No, I can't remember what it was. They had these really crappy space
vagina. Next.
Yeah.
Space vagina.
It's rapid. Yeah.
What movie are you looking forward to seeing?
Star Wars.
Woo!
Planes, trains, or automobiles?
Automobiles. All day long.
Would you rather be Batman?
Who wouldn't be Batman?
Hell yeah. Nice. What are you currently reading? Can you read?
Ready Player One.
Okay, good. Who is your man crush?
Ooh, there's so many. James Earl Jones, because that man could probably talk me into doing anything. That voice is amazing.
Oh, I would also have him read the phone book. Yes, I agree. The story of your life would make for a better episode for which TV show? X-Files, Star Trek, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or The Walking Dead?
Oh, probably South Park.
That's one of her favorites. That's perfect.
South
Park.
Oh my god.
When you need a good laugh, what do you do?
Call my buddy Neil.
It was a deep question.
Yeah, no, he's my hetero wife mate. He's the other half of my brain.
Very cool.
So congratulations. Go ahead.
No.
She didn't.
Oh, look. Oh my gosh. This is a video podcast. Holy shit.
I'm hiding behind Starnslord now.
If you were stuck on a desert island, but you knew this beforehand and could preload attack weapons.
I never heard that intro before like that. All right, I like that.
What book would you load?
If you knew before.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I read it probably once a year.
Very cool. Which album?
Beatles' White Album, probably.
What movie?
It's going to sound cheesy, but Highlander.
Oh. The first one?
Then there's nothing past the first movie.
No.
That doesn't happen.
Really. There's a TV show.
And finally, what game would you preload? Remember, it's a tablet game.
Ooh, tablet game. Currently, I'm playing the bejesus out of Minion Rush.
So that one?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Go ahead, Joey.
My mouth's full of Halloween candy now. So.
You survived.
Congratulations on surviving. So please tell us who you are, what the heck you're doing here.
My name's Ryan Graham. I'm one of the owners at Abubica Gaming in Gastonia.
Okay, you have to pronounce that again because we've been having debates.
Abubica. A-B-U-B-I-K-A.
I spelled it correct, yes.
Okay. I've been calling it Abubica for days.
I think half the guys that come to the store do. I'd love to say that there is an amazing...
I'm a girl.
Well...
Boobs.
No.
That's the normal giveaway.
I don't know. I've seen some of these guy gamers.
Boobs.
Yeah. There's two.
What does it stand for? What does it mean?
Like I said, you know? I'd love to say there's this awesome, amazing story, but in fact, it's named after somebody's cat.
Okay.
Yeah, we bought the business from another group of guys that were running it, and they were trying to compete with GameStop, which competing with GameStop is really tough to do.
Yeah.
And we took it back to being an old school game store, so board games, Magic the Gathering.
My answer to trying to compete with GameStop is stop.
Yeah. But Gamers Alley's doing a heck of a job of putting a dent in their sales around here.
Which is it?
Gamers Alley.
Where is that?
There's like four or five locations now.
Oh.
Check it out.
So tell us a little bit about what an old school game store is and why you wanted to buy into the store to begin with and, you know.
Stuff.
Tell us stuff.
Stuff.
Things that are coming up at your store.
That's an odd question.
Meaning of life.
The meaning of life and everything. It's 42. We my nephew started playing Magic again, and they were running Magic games and Magic tournaments. So we went out, my buddy Neil and I, and started playing just to kind of keep an eye on him.
Again, and your hetero life partner.
My hetero life partner, yeah.
For those of you who missed it in the rapid fire,
I think he and I decided we're just gonna buy a couple starter decks and just, you know, fart around with it until we decide whether or not we want to play again. So we played for 10 years. We've been clean for 10 years. And, it's like heroin. Once you touch it again, it's just over. So we were there about a year, and it became our favorite bar that just didn't happen to serve beer. Right. That's where all of our friends were. We sat, we played, we gamed, we geeked, we laughed, and generally made asses of ourselves.
See, that's what heroin does. You go to buy one or two decks, and you buy a store.
Yeah, I think the first weekend we went in and bought starter decks, we both agreed we would both buy a starter deck and two boosters. By the end of the weekend, we had both bought a box and at least three of the rest of the starter decks in the series. So yeah, it's definitively like heroin. But they hit a point where they just couldn't make it anymore and they were going under. And
you wanted a discount on all the games?
We absolutely wanted a discount on the games.
Become the dealer, yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's how you move up. See, yeah. you start at the bottom and you move your way in. So when we started doing it again, I grew up around here, so I used to go to Dragon's Nest and Heroes when they sold games. Yeah. So I love Dragon's Nest, the smell of books and games and comics. Yeah. And so that was my suggestion. Let's step away from the video games. We can't compete with GameStop. Yeah. And we started selling the games at a discount and putting old school stuff up or new school games, which the new games are amazing compared, like quality wise, compared to the stuff we used to buy when I was, you know, a teenager in my 20s. But now we've got, I don't know, probably 300 or 400 games sitting on the wall, plus a huge selection of Magic cards and that sort of thing. We host all sorts of games, all sorts of tournaments for everything from Warhammer and War Machines and Hordes to Magic, and we're moving into like Game of Thrones just released, so we're running a store championship for it, and lots of stuff going on. It's cool. Really some cool stuff.
Yeah, we know somebody who does like Red Dragon Inn, so if you ever want to do that, let me know.
Absolutely. Anytime you want to come demo, from the fifth one just dropped this week, and it is in my store.
I know.
Oh.
I know. I want it so bad because then I could actually just bring one game around. As opposed to six boxes around when I go to these different conventions.
But you gotta have all the characters. I mean, yeah. If you,
but the fifth box is built.
Oh, because I told
you haven't opened it, obviously.
It comes in Thursday. I haven't seen it yet.
Newsletter. That is a fun game. I like that one.
Yes. Yes. And you have to make people do the character voices and all that stuff. So,
what's your favorite new game right now that you've Seeing people like really engaged. I know you probably don't have a chance to play all the games.
Well, I do on Sunday. That's what I do. I sit in the store and I play board games. That's our board game day. One of the guys brought in Zia. I'm trying to get a hold of them so that I can sell them in the store. But it's a sandbox. I've never played anything quite like it. Yeah. You're a ship captain of one of the 5 or 10 ships you can buy. You can win by getting victory points for doing multiple different things. So how you play the game is completely different than how I may play the game. Oh, I may set up a commerce engine. You may set up a piracy. She may set up an exploration and running quest. Each of us are going to run our own way. We may run into each other. We may not. But it's completely different than anything I've ever played before, where it's not everybody running the same direction and fighting for points.
Cool.
The Village is a little bit like that, if you've played The Village.
I haven't played The Village yet.
But there's different ways you can rack up points in the game. But the point is, you want to end up in the historical book, so you have to kill off some of your meeples. So that they're, you know, but there's only so many people in the agricultural place that can be in the book and stuff like that. But, yeah. And it frustrated one of my friends who came to the gaming convention with me, because he's very hardcore and I'm very blonde. So, you know, I just was like, I don't want to sit there and make corn. I'm going to travel around the board and get points for traveling around the board. And he's like, well, I did all of this work and you beat me. And I'm like, sucks for you. I don't know what to tell you. But then the next time he won, you know, his strategy, and I didn't win. So, but everybody could play it differently, because you could decide what you wanted to master it.
I think that was what I found most appealing, because everybody, I mean, I went for a commerce engine. I found the best place to pick up, you know, X and sell it for more. And one of the other guys was just bouncing around the board, exploring every little spot. And one of the other guys was trying to hunt us both down, which was really entertaining.
That's pretty cool.
But it's one of the most interesting games I've played. Has a large streak of randomness, which is really, in the newer games, they're so play tested. They're so, I don't want to say narrow, but in a lot of ways they are. You don't get that random effect, that random moment where, oh, this is a cool gaming moment, because no one expected this to happen. Yeah. So it really caught my attention. I'm hoping we can get that one in the store.
What's your favorite old school game? Besides Magic.
Hunta. It's a, everybody runs, the government of a third world country, the Republic de Bananas, and you're trying to steal as much money from the government as possible, and at any given moment, the people around you who've been helping you can go rogue and try and destroy you without mercy.
Can you send emails to people in America and tell them they've inherited a bunch?
Sadly, the CIA the CIA doesn't show up. Neither do the Nigerian princes. Sadly, it was made pre-email. So
gotcha.
Avalon Hill from like 82.
Right.
Wow. I remember in Bible class we had to make a game as part of one of our projects. Stop laughing, Carol.
Do tell.
Well, no, you know what was really funny? No, being as it may, I learned a lot from doing it from a gaming perspective, because I hadn't really play tested it beforehand, and I had created a series of it. It was like move forward 2, move forward 3, move forward 7, and you were like, it just made you land on the next thing, which was obviously a flaw in my plan. So
this wasn't like built around Sodom and Gomorrah, was it?
No, you can make any.
That'd be forward 2, back 2, forward 2. Never.
So anyway, it's a beautiful day. So Gastonia, you say, that's where you have your location. All right. God. no, but yeah, it was. We all could come up with whatever kind of type of board game or card game we wanted to. But I was making a life kind of one where you had to travel around the board and answer different questions and stuff. And
I like life.
But, yeah, well, I like life too. I breathe a lot every day, so
attach that myself.
Yes,
break those commandments one by one.
Well, you know, you break one, you broke them all. That's the rule. So I was wow.
Never mind.
I did the whole coveting thing, and I was like, ah, screw it.
In for one, in for 10. Let's
go. I'm kidding. I kid.
For any family of Joey listening at home, she's still gaming.
Well, no, I mean, according to the way I was raised, you know, the Ten Commandments were just to show you that you could never be perfect enough, and that's why you had to rely on God's grace. But this is not, you know, the Bible story hour. So let's moving on.
So Tiffany has played some games, but let's say she comes in. What would be
about
like
to
the
ask the same question?
Oh, great. Go ahead.
Tiffany, why don't you ask a question?
Ask it, yeah.
So it
wait, she has to ask a question. We never let her talk.
I'm shooting first.
Ask it.
I think
Tiffany, say this. Say this now.
If you're new to gaming, what's the best way to come into the store and approach?
Did she say new to gaming?
Hey, what?
Don't game new.
That's a whole different set of games. Sadly, we don't carry enough of those.
That's after dark.
Don't cook bacon.
Are you going to be starting new gaming?
Nude Monopoly.
I will be there.
I'm feeling my finance guy's head just exploded. It all depends. It depends on how many people you're playing with. If a small game...
I was still new, and I was like, how many people do we need to get?
Well, in the state of North Carolina, if we all kick our shoes off, it's illegal. It depends on how many people you have that are going to be playing the game. Because games like King of Tokyo are great for beginners. They're effectively a Yahtzee engine. But they kind of suck with two players. They're not bad. But you don't really feel the game until you're at three or four. Really, that's a game that it feels better at four. So.
Well, so what if you're somebody by yourself and you want to get into gaming? Like, is your store, like, kind of welcome to... For single players to come in and sort of join in something and learn as they go,
specifically single female players.
what I tell our guys all the time is, we may sell games, but that's not what we sell. We sell community. That is the biggest thing. That's the reason our store has doubled in size in a year. Is not because we're selling the bejesus out of the best games on the market. No one else can get them. It's because when you come into our store, somebody's going to say, hi, hey, what you doing? What are you into playing? And you're going to find something to play. It may not be the game you came in to play when you first walked in the door, but we're going to find something. There's always somebody playing something in the shop. I like, right now, the game that usually catches my attention past Zia, because if Justin's not there, it's not there, is Zombicide. And that's a great co-op, solid game where... And it's not overly complex for new players. It takes about two turns to learn. Mm. 4 to 6 players. You could actually run that one at home alone if you really wanted to, but who wants to play games by yourself? It's like masturbating. So,
with your shoes off.
Exactly. Hey, if you want to masturbate and play games, I would suggest something without figurines because they're hard to clean. So...
I used to hate painting them. I never tried to activate it on one, which is surprising given my depths of prepubescent joy playing them.
I'm Matt.
Sorry,
Matt.
Okay.
We're
talking about new ways to masturbate. What do you mean?
Again. Management is not necessarily reflect.
For a transcript of it, it's nice. Please don't write us ever.
I would take writing.
You'll receive a postcard.
I'll receive a postcard.
Transcribe it for us.
Yeah. Guardians of the Geekery, episode 47, Nude Gaming and Masturbation. There you go.
Is that title in here?
Sometimes. Between the lines, it's implied.
Implied.
Yeah.
But as Carol spits her coffee.
It all depends on what you like too. There are great games, and I probably should have brought some with me. Usually I have a trunk full of games, but I'm in a rental.
In our mailbox.
Yeah. Technically hit your neighbor's mailbox. It's completely different.
Kathy, if you're listening, we're sorry.
But Coup is a great game. It's kind of like poker. It's all about playing not necessarily your cards, but the other players. Love Letter's fun for two or three people. Usually games kind of gear towards 3 to 5. They're the games that are one-on-one are a little more aggressive. Things like War Machine or Warhammer, where you're playing as aggressively as possible with the other person.
Yeah, those one-on-ones usually get aggressive.
Yeah, that's the hope. It's...
Do you have any games that feature the Gilmore Girls?
Definitely.
No, but we might still have a copy of Marrying Mr. Darcy.
Oh, hey! We're there.
Road trip.
Oh. And Colin Firth, if you show up, we could nude game.
Ryan, so let's say somebody wants to find out about you on the interwebs, Facebook, all that fun stuff. Where can they find info about the store? And
the Facebook page is the Facebook page is definitely the one that's most updated.
Okay.
The Bubuka Gaming, just type us in. I promise we're the only one that comes up.
Bubuka Gaming is spelled A-B-U-B-I-K-A.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you playing at home.
Or if you really want to take your risk, you can go to our website, which is, again, abubukagaming.com. I think we update that about once a millennia, so yeah. I've been given free access to update it whenever I want to, and I'm terrible at doing so. But
and
I'm on Facebook
like
normal. I can't do it from the phone. If I could do it from my phone, it'd be done.
I definitely hear you on that one. Yeah,
yeah, that's what he says to me late at night. Honey, if I could do
it. It's like sweet nothings.
But even less so.
There's no meaning to phoning it in.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well, thank you
Speaking
so much.
Speaking of phoning it in, yeah. Here we go. Hit the button on the phone, Carol, and go.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery.
Cool.
For more information...
Now stop that, or you'll get hair on your palms.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Guardians of the Geekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstofka.
We apologize for the nudity.
Worldwide International.